Yes. Good morning, 11th history students. Today we shall study unit 3 of lesson 3, Roman Empire, entitled The Late Ancient Period. Unit 3, Late Ancient Period. Well, the period falling under 4th to 7th century AD is known as the late ancient period in the history of the Roman Empire. This period witnessed many important developments in almost all the aspects of life, such as political, economic, cultural, and religious. The two most important developments taken place in the religious field are: 1. Emperor Constantine decided to make Christianity the official religion. 2. Rise of Islam in the 7th century. Achievements of Constantine. Constantine became emperor from 306 to 337 AD. Constantine abolished the system of four emperors' administration. He introduced a new denomination, that is, the solides. The coin contained 4.5 grams of pure gold. Another remarkable achievement of Constantine was the building of the city of the Constantinople. Constantinople is in modern Istanbul in Turkey. This new city was surrounded by sea on three sides. He made it the capital city of the eastern part of the Roman Empire and thus completed the process of shifting the seat of the emperor to the east. With this, the political role of the city of Rome came to an end. Constantine was the first ruler who put an effective check on atrocities against the Christians. He himself adopted Christianity just before his death. Religious condition. Religion was an integral part of the Roman state, and it involved the worship of numerous deities, goddesses, and gods. The people in almost every part of the empire, and in particular in the West, followed different religious cults. A number of native deities were worshipped in France, Italy, Britain, and Spain. There were thousands of temples, shrines, and sanctuaries related to various deities throughout the empire. Judaism was another popular religion of the empire. The followers of Judaism are called Jews, believed in the existence of one true God, Yahweh. Most of the Jews accepted the domination of the Romans, but there were regular tensions and discords between them. The Jews refused to recognize the Roman gods or to participate in official Roman worship. Disintegration of the Roman Empire. The process of decline of the Roman Empire began in the West when Germanic groups of North, Goths, Vandals, Lombards, etc., conquered all the major provinces and established their kingdoms. Consequently, the empire was fragmented in the West. The war between Rome and Iran started again by the early 7th century. Arabs conquered a large part of both the Eastern Roman Iranian empires. In this way, the Roman Empire completely declined. The main causes of decline of the Roman civilization are 1. According to some historians, the huge size of the Roman Empire proved to be a major factor of its decline. The Roman Empire was so large that it was not possible to keep it united for a long time. 2. The Roman civilization also declined due to political conflicts and corruption. 3. Authority of the Roman emperors declined with the spread of authority of the Roman emperors declined with the spread of Christianity. 4. Power of Roman Empire also reduced with the invasion of Germanic tribes of Goths, Vandals, Lombards, etc. Next, legacy of the Roman Empire. Undoubtedly, the Roman civilization was a great civilization. The most significant contribution of Roman civilization to world civilizations in the field of law. The most significant contribution of Roman civilization to world civilizations was in the field of law. The greatest compiler of the Roman laws was the Emperor Justinian. He got prepared a complete code of Roman laws, which came to be known as the Justinian Code. Even on present day legal systems, we find a clear impact of Justinian's code. Another significant legacy of the Roman civilization was in the field of architecture. It seems as if the Romans were the first to introduce arch, dome, marble, cement, etc. in the world. The scholars opine that Romans were the inventors of concrete. The legacy of Roman civilization in the field of education and literature was also great. The Latin language stands high in the long list of Roman contributions to civilization. Large expansion of the Roman Empire played a vital role in the widespread of Christianity. So with this, lesson 3 completes. Thanking you.